Hello and welcome to Brothers in Balance, the go-to podcast for insights, tips, and conversations about men's mental health and well-being. I'm Mike Frazier, your host, and I'm here to guide you through another engaging and informative episode. But before we dive in, it's important to lay down some essential ground rules and disclaimers. The content provided in this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or mental health concerns. Opinions and experiences shared here are personal and should not be taken as universal truths. What works for one may not work for another. We respect the privacy and confidentiality of our guests and listeners. Personal stories shared here are with the consent of those involved. The creators, producers, and hosts of Brothers in Balance assume no liability for any direct or indirect consequence arising from the use of the information provided. We may share external links or resources, and these are for informational purposes only. However, we are not responsible for the content, accuracy, or opinions expressed on these external sites. We strive for accuracy and relevance. If you have any feedback or corrections, please reach out to us. Remember, this podcast is a platform for sharing and learning. We encourage open-mindedness and respect for diverse perspectives. Each episode is a step towards understanding and personal growth. Now, with that said, let's get started on today's topic. Brothers in Balance is proudly sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. As we delve into the world of men's mental health and well-being, we're thrilled to have the support of Peak. They are experts in connecting skilled professionals with top-tier companies. They understand that a fulfilling career is a cornerstone of a balanced life, and they're dedicated to helping you reach your full potential. Whether you're seeking career advancement or searching for exceptional talent for your business, Peak Talent Capital Solutions is your partner in success. Visit them today at peaktcs.com to discover how they can help elevate your professional journey.
All right, Mike, come on.
Hello and welcome back to Brothers in Balance, the podcast where we dive deep into the issues that matter most to men's health and well-being. I'm Mike Frazier, and today I'm blessed again to be here with my co-dude, Russell Sable. How'd you like that one?
That was pretty cute.
I liked it. Here we are into part two of what we're calling our Men's Mental Health in the Holidays. It's kind of a holiday special edition. Mm-hmm. We're continuing to talk about that one thing that goes really unspoken. We know the holidays can be a time of joy and celebration, but they can also bring unique challenges and stress, especially for men. In our society, men are often taught to be strong, to provide, and to keep their struggles to themselves. But it's important to acknowledge that the stress, anxiety, and the pressure to meet certain expectations can take a toll on anyone's mental health. This holiday season, we want to focus on balance. Balance between joy and responsibility, between solitude and socializing, between giving and receiving. It's time to break down the barriers that keep us from addressing our mental health needs. That's why we put together this special holiday stress relief to-do list just for you, the brothers in our community who may be finding this season more challenging than cheerful. And I'm going to have Russell break in here with some practical, effective ways to navigate the holidays with a healthier, more balanced approach. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as any other aspect of your holiday preparations. Russell, you ready to dive in, brother?
Let's dive in, but first,
yeah,
we haven't done this in a while.
What's that?
You okay, bro?
You okay, bro? Took the words right out of my mouth. I'm exceptional today. Thank you for the holiday gift.
Yeah.
Wonderful to see you. I'm glad we're able to cut so rapidly after the last one. We're blessed today. Yeah. And I do mean I'm blessed to do this with you. So,
Ooh, that's tasty.
I'm really looking forward to getting on the same thing I've got.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to getting into today because we've got some really cool stuff we not only want to talk about, but something we're going to offer at the end to give y'all to help out us even more.
That's correct. So we're going to dive into this real quick, and we'll kind of make our way through it, and we can bullshit a little more throughout it.
Yes.
Number one being acknowledge feelings. Recognize and accept your emotions. It's normal to feel stressed during the holidays. Don't numb these feelings with substances. Instead, allow yourself to experience them. As in, don't do drugs, kids. You can have a little alcohol, but don't have a lot.
Just a taste.
Know your limits. It's the biggest thing that you need to know. It's what Mike and I had to learn.
The hard way.
The hard way. That's right. As Mr. Cold Turkey tells himself. Number two is communicate openly. Break the pattern of avoidance. Talk with your partner or a trusted friend about what you're going through. Sharing your stress can lighten your emotional load. And I recently did this the other day. Charlotte and I had been going through a little bit of an up and down because of the holidays. We're trying to plan this party of hers.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember you saying that.
She wanted to have.
Yeah.
And she's stressing because she thinks that her house is not an exceptional look. So she's trying to make the inside of her house look well.
Oh, wow.
And then at the same time, she's like, we need to do a fireplace. And I was going to gift her a fire pit out back.
Yeah.
But handmade.
Shut up. Who was hand-making this?
I am myself.
Okay, groovy.
All you need is just dig a hole and add some bricks, and you're going to
get it. Right, yeah.
It's not like what you have, Mr. a fire pit in the backyard with a grill top over it and can lighten the damn thing up and grill some steaks and sausages and all kinds of meats.
That's
over
right.
A weekend day.
And then we're going to be doing more of that because it's really good for our mental health.
Yeah, well, we like meat. We're men. And so we're working our way through it, but it is we're compromising, so it's very well. Number three is set realistic expectations. Don't overburden yourself with the need to be the perfect provider. It's okay to scale back. Focus on what truly matters. Like quality time with loved ones, and I 100% agree with that. It's not like you have to give them something expensive. Now, Star has to give Mike a truck, but that's what that is.
And not just any truck, mind you.
Yeah, it needs to be a GMC top of the line or the brand new Toyota Tundra.
There you go. It's got to be micked out, baby.
heading down to, it's not like you need to go above and beyond. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing what Mike and his wife are going to do. They're going to go on a little getaway.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with just being with each other.
And I think that you bring that up, but even our parents will say that a lot to us. It's just about being together. I think the older you get, those things sort of resonate a whole lot more with you. You know, you want to be around your family. You want to be around your loved ones, especially your kids.
Yeah, well, that's how it is for me. Like, I've come to the realization, and once we got done recording the last episode, I went ahead and I made a list for my mom because I realized that nobody else made a list as far as the rest of us children in the family. And the biggest thing that I can ever come up with is it's not so much of a need, it's more of a want. And it's a Rectech grill or a Pit Boss. It's more of something, it's a wood pellet grill. Usually we're used to propane tanks, but I also have a traditional smoker.
Right.
And with that, you have to make the fire, and you have to sit there and watch the temperature throughout the whole time.
Right.
Versus a buddy of mine told me, you need to change over to this pit, to this wood pellet grill. He's like, you can literally go out there, turn it on, let it warm up, then you turn around, go put your meat on, and you go lay back in bed, and you can sleep for about 2 or 3 hours more, and then turn around, come back out, and then you can wrap, you know, take your meat off, wrap it up, throw whatever juices on there, and seasoning on there, and then there you go.
I've got a good Rectech, and, you know, a good shout-out to Rectech. You know, maybe they'd like to come on board as a sponsor of this.
That would be really cool.
It would be really cool. Because men like to grill meat.
Oh, yes, 100%. That's all I do. And that's one of the, I really wanted to get I'm hoping to get one, but it would be nice to get one only so I can teach my father more of being on how to, more of grilling and stuff like that.
I like that.
And how to smoke meats because I've noticed more. So with our mom traveling more for her job, I've noticed more that my dad doesn't really care to cook very much anymore when he's on his own or when him and I are together. And it really bothers me Because it's like, we're eating the factor meals. They're healthy meals. They're not really high in carbs, but they're really healthy meals. And I've noticed he likes to eat the warm-up meals and just have a warm-up meal, something simple. Or he'll stop at the lovely Behold place that he loves, that he thinks is the All Thrones of fast food chains, Taco Bell. He goes there at least twice a week, if not more.
Wow.
But
shout out to Taco Bell as well, eh?
Yeah. But it really, for me, when I'm home alone or when I'm doing my own thing, I like to stop. I'll stop at Publix or somewhere and grab some steaks or some chicken or some type of sausage, or even if it's Italian sausage or what, or smoked sausage. And I'll wipe the grill and just grill some meat, and that's usually all I eat. I'll have like a steak with a side of grilled sausage on top of that, or some, or chicken. And for me, it's more of, I want to teach him how to cook more. He taught me how to cook when we were young.
Yeah.
But for me, I want to teach him a more broader aspect of it and kind of deepen his education in on that a little more.
You know, grilling is almost like a religious experience sometimes. It is. You know, when you really get into it.
For me, it's a stress reliever.
It is. And, you know, another thing I really dig about what you're saying and what you want to do here, it also creates a lot more time with your father.
Correct.
You get to spend that time, and it's on something that you both will enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell doesn't enjoy meat, you know? But I don't want to know you. But that's a really groovy thing, man. I hope you get one of those. You laid it out there pretty thick that's what you'd like to possess?
It would be nice, yeah. Yeah, and it's fun because even when I'm outside and grilling some type of meat, like tonight we're doing pork chops.
Yeah.
This is probably going out tomorrow and the next day. So, what's today? Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, we're doing pork chops, and I guarantee I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put them on the grill. But anytime I'm doing anything with the grill, he likes to come outside. He'll watch and whatnot. He'll observe, and we'll chit-chat back and forth about each other's day and stuff like that when I am home. And
it's really nice.
I
like that.
So it's nice because most of the time it's on the golf course.
Yeah.
And it can be a big headache about that because sometimes when we're on the golf course, there's more of a expectations.
Right.
Because my sister and I were good at golf, and then there's our dad who sees our level that we can get at, and if we're not at that level that day, then he kind of gets frustrated, but that's okay. We're the same way.
Well, you know, I think it's really nice. I think what you're talking about is kind of stretches across a couple of those ideas. You know, not only, you know, it brings people together. Mm-hmm. And I think togetherness this time of year is really important.
Correct.
You know, and that's what we're striving for. And also trying to see past the commercialization of Christmas, you know, where it's all just about the gifts and what you receive.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool what you're trying to do, man.
Yeah. So then we have mindful spending. Financial stress is common during the holidays. Create a budget and stick to it. Remember, the value of season isn't measured in dollars. And I would 100% agree to that because I myself is struggling with a little bit of financial stuff only because I'm trying to do something a little different this year. I'm going a little more, for an emotional side of Christmas. I'm doing something more where it's more of memories, something more that you can look back in the day.
You won't go wrong with that.
And
really,
it's more of for my family all together so we can look back on it and go, that was a great day, or wow, look how young we were.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's what Star and I want to do a lot more of.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do a lot more of the memorable times we can spend together. So mm-hmm. we're really spending a lot of time doing that now. And that's what she asked me, like I was telling you on the last one, you know, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Are we doing Christmas this year? It's almost like a back and forth we do. We're not going to buy anything for one another. And then we go, you know, she says, you always go overboard. Mm-hmm. But I think this year it's a lot different with all that we've had going on. And, you know, we do want to create those memories. We'd rather spend a little bit more time doing that than we would just getting more stuff.
Right.
We've got plenty of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's, once you realize that, you know, really, how much crap do you need? Then and also you look at the people around you, and I hate to go too deep on this one or too heavy, but really, I don't. You may, well, realistically, you may not have that much time as you believe you have.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you better, you know, enjoy it and relish every moment. If that person means something to you, you should be doing more with them.
That brings back to spending as much time as possible with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I like what you and your wife are going to do this year. You guys are going out somewhere nice, and you're going to spend time together, and you're going to pish-posh on the kids, tell them to get out or whatever, but...
Yeah, we're just, we'll, they're getting their stuff, but we're going to take care of mom and daddy a whole lot more than we have been.
Well, yeah, and it when you come to that age, I would 100% agree.
Yeah, you know, and it's not selfish at all. You get to a point where... You know, you love your family and you give, but, you know, at the same time, you've got to give to one another.
Exactly.
And, you know, that time becomes a whole lot more important.
Yep. So it's not like you have to go above and beyond for anything as far as giving. Sometimes just a simple presence being there.
Yeah.
Or even if you can't be there, just a simple phone call. I know for us and my family, we can't always give a phone call or always can't be with our grandparents. So we get a phone call out to our grandparents out in West Virginia just to say Merry Christmas. And we've got family over in Pittsburgh, and that's why I'm a Steelers fan. And then over in California as well. So phone calls always work as well. Choose social engagements wisely. It's okay to say no, attend gatherings that make you feel good, and skip the ones that don't. Prioritize your mental health over social obligations. Find balance in solitude and socializing. While it's important to have alone time, don't isolate yourself. Engage in activities that promote positive connections. Like one for me, we're doing a lot more Christmas parties this year. I'm a little uncomfortable to it. I usually do one Christmas party a year because it's our company. I like to be home. I'm a homebody. I'm not used to going out. Charlotte is used to it. My family they like to go out. But we also have, on Christmas Eve, we like to go out and visit our Catholic side of the family every Christmas Eve because we have a tradition. Because we are Slovakian, so we like to have pierogies. And it's a meatless meal. So that goes to, again, spending time with family. So if it's something different that we'd like to do.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And then we have practice self-care. Engage in activities that nourish your body and mind. Exercise, meditate, or pursue hobbies that bring you joy. I know for me, I'm going to play golf Friday, and I'm going to go see a buddy of mine who is married to his Canadian wife. He now lives in Canada, but he's coming down for Christmas, and they're going to go celebrate their one-year anniversary at Disney. So I'm going to run down to him and his family in Waycross.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go see him and then play golf with him. So I'm playing golf Friday and Saturday.
Groovy,
Saturday.
Man. I like
always
that.
Find if you have a hobby that you love, it's okay to find time to go do that, especially during these times and the holidays. It can be tough.
That's right.
Remember, your hobby is also a stress reliever. Seek professional support if needed. There's no shame in seeking help. If you're struggling with anger, anxiety, or depression, consider therapies like CBT or group counseling. There's also an app that's out there that I used to use last year. It's called BetterHelp.com. There's always going to be someone there on that app that can help you no matter what. So shout out to those guys out there. They're a really good crew. And they pair you up with someone that knows a little bit more about what you're going through. So something really to look into.
So it's more personalized.
It is a lot more personalized. They actually make you go through, what do you call it?
Like an assessment, maybe?
Yeah, an assessment or a questionnaire.
Okay, I got you.
Before they pair you with anybody else for doing that.
Cool.
Develop healthy coping strategies, instead of turning to substances. Find healthier ways to cope with stress. This might include physical activities, creative pursuits, or relaxation techniques. That also goes back to the self-care as well. For me, I like to go play golf, so that's, again, another good one. So does Mike. He likes to play golf and smoke cigars.
Amen.
Amen. And the last one here is reflect and set goals, which is a big one. I think everybody should really look into. Use this time to reflect on the past year and set realistic, achievable goals for the next. This can provide a sense of direction and purpose. And I 100% agree with this. So I'd recently been in touch with my sister, but I haven't brought this out with my family or with anybody here. But I have recently been accepted into the PGA of America program.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I will start working on becoming a head pro.
Boom.
Which is where I've always wanted to go and wanted to be and be a head pro at some type of golf course. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Brother.
Yeah.
You very much deserve that. I'd love to see that happen.
This is a goal that I'm setting for this coming year. I know it's eventually going to be a goodbye to Augusta National. But sometimes that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to say goodbye to a job that you love. Sometimes you have to move on from something to turn into a better human being.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
That is.
Yeah. Well, at least you get to part from a job that you love.
That's
most
right.
People part from a job
It is stressful. Yeah. It's a lot of stress on the body because we're constantly moving. And
right.
It does keep me in shape, which kind of. I do like to eat too much.
What shape?
Yeah, exactly. I like to eat too much. And
yeah.
And we got the holidays coming up. You know,
oh my God.
Christmas on what, Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We just had Thanksgiving like a week ago.
I know.
So, you know, set some of those wonderful goals. I know for me, next year I'm looking forward to this program of mine that I'm looking forward to being a part of. But I'm at the same time looking to try and save a little more money so I can look in to have a little bit more of a leeway for things that I want to do in life. And I know Mike, you know, he's going to get another grill or something like that, probably another truck, something.
Whatever.
Like that.
You know what?
The Hawaii.
You never know. You just never know, do you?
So remember, the holiday season is a time for joy and renewal, not stress and anxiety, which is 100% correct. It's also it is not only Thanksgiving, but it's not only Christmas, but Thanksgiving as well is a time for love. Is it with your friends and with your family? By these following steps, you can navigate the holidays with a healthier, more balanced approach. Stay strong and connected. Know that support is always available, and there's always people around you, whether it's loved ones or friends. There's always going to be there someone to talk to. And if you have no one to talk to, then it's okay. You can always contact us, and we can talk to you as much and as best as we can.
Right.
Well, there's always therapy groups out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent list you've laid out, brother. I mean, and not only does it's very telling of you and your personality, but also your ambition. And I think that having a purpose and a goal and moving forward and creating positive things keeps us in the middle of the road is mm-hmm. the easiest way of saying it. You know, we're not veering off into the ditch all the time. You know, I was thinking today, actually, you know, because there's some, you know, I got some information this morning from my mother about, you know, today's another PET scan for my dad, you know, to see if he is cancer-free. Mm-hmm. And that was pushed up, actually, and it was supposed to occur after the holidays. So there's a realistic chance that he may very well know something, you know, good or bad, prior to Christmas. And, you know, I got to thinking about, you know, and we have stars, we have some... her PET scan tomorrow. I'll just go ahead and open up about this. My wife has early onset Alzheimer's, and I've been dealing with that a lot. That takes a mental toll on me because now I struggle with how much time I'm devoting mm-hmm. to a lot of things and, you know, that may be taking away from her. But she and I have an extremely wonderful relationship, very understanding.
You guys do, yeah.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're blessed, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very, very nice. And
anytime we go over to T-Bones, which shout out to T-Bones. This is really kind of a shout-out.
This is a shout-out show, baby.
If you go to T-Bones in Augusta, if you're ever in Augusta, they have wonderful steaks and
yes.
Wonderful desserts. But anytime we go over there, and a star comes by, she is always a joyful and cheerful person.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen her pissed off. And if she's pissed off, I feel like she might be a T-Rex toy.
I've seen her pissed off once, and it had thank goodness it wasn't about me. It was about something our son did, and it was a sight to behold.
I'll just put it that way. Isn't that usually how it goes? It's always the son.
Yeah, it was something that I got a call in the middle of the day, and it was this: you better get your ass home right now.
Make sure your belt is ready.
Yeah, and it was one of the fun. And actually, it was very, very wild to watch my wife. She was mad, and I've never seen Star mad. She was quite upset about that. I won't go into it to embarrass the boy, but actually, I found it kind of funny, but she didn't. So, you know, I think Dad's, I found it a little bit funny, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and I kind of had to pull him to the side and say, we need to diffuse this rapidly with Mama Bear. And so we did, and but, you know, I'm really, really blessed to have her. You're blessed to have your family is a wonderful support group for you.
They are 100%.
We're a good support group for one another. Even if we're not doing this, we're still trying to remain in contact and do other things. Mm-hmm. It's been a tough year for both of us, I believe.
It
but
is, yeah.
The 2024, I believe, is going to be a far better year for us both. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of this as a negative of the things that we're going through. We learn from them and we get stronger by it. And then, of course, my job is not only to be there as support, but to be strong support to my wife. And ensure, you know, I'm going to work my ass off to ensure that she's not, she doesn't have the same experience as too many. And I've gone so far as to create a foundation around this, and I'm doing as much as I can, because that's really the only thing I know to do, is to throw support behind it. Not only behind her, but behind eradicating whatever it is that is affecting her. I think that that's my job. And when we talk about purpose, I think your purpose really should align with, I don't think people quite understand it. It ought to be a lot bigger than you, and it ought to be a little difficult. Without difficulty, you know, think about it. What's really the use in doing it? If it's too damn easy, I don't think you get the mental nutrients off of easy as you do just a little bit more difficult, a little bit bigger than you.
It's like failing. If you do not fail, you're never going
to
learn.
That's exactly right. And if you do not fail, you're never doing anything to begin with now, are you? I mean, you know, so it's kind of a goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking to a new year of new possibilities and opportunities. And I know we'll do a lot more with this. So I guess what comes out of that is you will have things that affect you and impact you. And you should open up about them. You should talk about these things. You should wish to, you know, maybe someone, and by opening up, let me kind of back up a little bit, by opening up, I think sometimes people are going to reach out to you, they have me, and giving me a whole lot more insight into something that I'm unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes a lot of stress off my mind.
Yeah.
You know, when you become more educated, and the only way you become more educated is by putting it out there and seeing what you get. And there's a lot of people out there that know a whole hell of a lot more than I do about these subjects.
Yeah, that reminds me of my brother. He, you know, you talk about opening up, and last night was the first time that I really got to hear my brother ever open up about something.
Mm.
And he's currently in Arizona with his wife and her family. And I don't know if my sister-in-law is going to listen to this. She might hate me for bringing this out, but I think this is something that I find really important between the both of them, that I really love about them. And she's really they're both hippies, which is really interesting.
Groovy.
They're both the same kind of person, but since they're in Arizona, my brother kind of didn't really want to go. He just didn't want to deal with the stress, deal with flying out and whatnot. And he was kind of upset about it, but he just kind of said, you know, hell with it. We'll move forward with it. We're compromising. No, anyways.
Right.
The biggest thing, you know, he called us last night and we were talking about it and whatnot, and he says, the biggest thing that bothers me on this whole trip is the fact that we're leaving. We literally have to pack our bags the 24th, and we're flying out back home the 25th.
Oh, wow.
He says, that is the biggest thing that I struggle with. He says, I'm so used to the fact that spending, you know, waking up Christmas morning, whether it's spending family with, or spending the day, that morning, or the whole day with us, or spending it with her.
Right.
He says, I'm not ever used to waking up, having a drive, get an airplane, and fly back to Atlanta, having to get in the car and drive all the way back, whatever, back to his house or whatever. He says, it's absolutely upsetting because Christmas is the time you're supposed to spend with family. He doesn't really understand why the change is what it was, but he says it is heartbreaking because last night he says, I would much rather wake up and be with you guys to have family brunch than have to be on a plane.
Hmm.
But at the same time, there's some situations that you can't control.
Right.
So you have to just go with the flow. So he's going with the flow, and he said, you know what, maybe if we get back in time, depending on the flight, maybe we can stop and have dinner, or we'll see what happens. He says, but the biggest thing that I know, he says, you know what, we might be flying home Christmas Day, but you know what, I get to be with my wife Christmas Day.
I love that attitude. Yeah. I mean, and it sounds like he's worked all the way through it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's really laid this thing out arrived at a groovy conclusion, actually, yeah, right?
He was really pissed off when they went. Yeah. And him and his wife, they have a very particular relationship where they've learned to compromise and talk. And when they got there, she kind of sat there and said, you know what, you've been in a pissed off mood. Let's chat. And so they hashed it out, but they've learned to compromise and kind of talk about things. And, you know, he turned around and says, you know what, we talked about it and we're okay now. And I was like, you know what, that's what relationships are about. He says, but at the same time, for me, it's like, that's what the holidays are about too.
It's in the back of his mind the whole time. No matter what the compromise is, it's still there.
Yeah.
And he has to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I love the compromise there, and I love the understanding and how they worked with one another to arrive at that, which only benefits their marriage, you know, but still in the back of your mind, that's there. It's a massive change.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, especially around the holidays, massive changes impact us differently,
mm-hmm,
because we do have expectation, and we do have the other thing, which is called memories. And, you know, some of our sweetest or most genuinely wonderful experiences and memories are those of times with family when we were younger, and the way that made us feel, and out with loved ones and how we made them feel. So it's tied deeply to our emotion or emotional consciousness, and we're always drawing upon that like a well. And it's really cool though that your brother did that. So that's groovy. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I did too. I enjoyed listening to that conversation last night. It was not the brother that I used to know. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It was not the brother I used to know. So, you know, brother, if you're listening to our podcast, it's fantastic to listen to that. You're changing all your ways. And
fascinating what age you'll do, eh?
He's changing all his ways. He was like me. He struggled with alcohol. And
yeah.
He struggled with a lot of life choices. But when Sarah came into his life, he realized that, all right, well, it's time for a change. So he's doing really cool. And
that's really good. I love to hear that story. You know, it's one of the things I wanted to do, and I'm so glad we're able to do this, is, you know, we had our, which I call part one, which we cut last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is part two. And what I wanted to do is try to make this as meaningful as possible, not only lay out some steps or some guide, you know, here as to how you may be able to overcome these things, but, you know, I'm even going to go so far as we're going to, you know, knowing that life this time of year is overwhelming, work, family, social commitments, stress, and, you know, the whole goal here is it not to impact our health, but to also recognize it in advance to where we can, you know, take steps, positive steps to alleviate, subdue that stress and anxiety, You know, a lot of us, you know, I know growing up is, you know, rub it a little dirt on it. Walk it off, boy. 100%. Tough it out, that type of thing. So what we've also going to add to the website, it should be there. I'm going to work on getting it there. The Men's Stress and Mental Health Assessment. And it's not just another quiz. It's a comprehensive tool designed to help you understand where you stand in terms of stress and its potential impact on your mental health. And we've carefully expanded this assessment to cover a wide range of factors, from how stress affects your physical health and sleep patterns to how you cope with challenges and maintain balance in your life. So we're going to be, this link will be on the website there, and we're going to put it there so that you can participate. I'll make sure it's on the front page. And then based on those scores, we're going to also be able to give you some recommendations, you know, for further mental enhancement, some learning and development, personal life and career enhancement. And they're going to be recommendations that are going to be based on where you scored. You know, low stress, you know, moderate stress is in there. And, of course, you know, high stress levels. So whenever you see these, we're going to try to give as much as possible as to how you can shake it off, you know, help you to, you know, maybe adapt to some different ways of looking at things. What you just expressed there is it's a sea change as to what you've experienced with your brother before. Mm-hmm. And he's had to adapt to that mindset and become a little bit more understanding of things so he doesn't go down the rabbit hole.
Become an asshole. What? You hear that, bro? <That's>,
So
it's all right. The Sable family, we're full of dicks.
But, you know, well, that's a problem into itself.
His name is Richard, so, you know, short for...
Well, shout out to Richard. what I'd like to do is recommend also these suggestions should be seen as starting points for further development. It's crucial to tailor these recommendations that we're going to have for you to download and participate in online. These recommendations are individual to circumstances and needs, meaning they're rather subjective. So additionally, seeking professional guidance for personalized advice, we can't recommend that enough, but especially those that may be experiencing moderate to high levels of stress this time of year. You know, reach out, do whatever you've got to do, but for the love of all that is holy, do something about it. Don't just ignore it. Now, that's a problem I have, and I've done it for years. You bottle it up.
Right, you ignore it.
You ignore it, and I just keep on plowing through, and I don't talk about it. And especially now I found myself, I don't want to take any, I've always been like this. I don't carry stress home. I'll go walk it off in a Lowe's or a Home Depot or go do something else.
You're such a dude.
I know, aren't I, though? It's ridiculous. There ought to be a shame. There ought to be a law against, I'm sure there is in Alabama. But we've got I won't take it home to her because it's not her damn fault. I never took it home to the kids. I never took it home to her because it's not their damn fault. Mm-hmm. But, you know, more recently now, with changes we've had in our life, I especially got to shake things off. And now she's one of these that say, you know, she can tell. She can see through me like a grandma's underpants. I mean, she knows when something's wrong, and she'll say, well, what's bothering you? Well, I found that all those years I was trying to not discuss it, I should have probably been discussing it a little bit more, because the wife is pretty bright. So, you know, and she's going to be willing to help out as much as possible. So, What you doing over there?
Just looking something up real quick.
Oh, okay. But that's all we wanted to do with this particular podcast. And I think maybe there's going to be, you know, we're going to hit you again after the first of the year, of course, maybe even before, depends on our schedule. But we're going to keep exploring these topics. And we invite you to, we're going to try to also get a little bit more interaction with you, the listener. I would ask you to share this with people who may need to hear it. And also, do us a favor, man. Like what we're doing, share it on Facebook, the podcast on Podbean.
Yeah, even anything that's on, so we're on several.
You're constantly adding platforms.
Yeah, platforms, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. We're on different platforms, so rate us, let us know how we're doing, 100%, especially on Spotify, you can 5-star it. What's the other one? Apple, you can rate.
Grace, is there anything else we're on I'm not aware of? Google. Google, Samsung, Amazon.
Maybe if we're cool enough, we'll get on YouTube. Maybe we may or may not get a camera.
Are we cool enough? We're going to have a camera in here. Are we cool enough? That's a no-brainer.
It's expensive, you know what I mean?
Well, is what it is. But
make it happen.
I think the message that we're trying to put forth and what we're trying to do for you, the listener, that and if you, even if you're just joining us, we welcome not only your insight but your commentary, but also share this with someone you think that may need it. I know that Russell and I, once again, I go back to all the time, and it may sound redundant, but that's just too damn bad. If not for the fact that he and I could, this all started because you and I had a very, you know, we'd sit down over a couple of beers and just share, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We would say, hey, bro, you available? We'd get together, we'd sit down, and we would just start talking. That's what started this whole thing, is we had one another to bounce all of this off of and, you know, and seek not only solace in, but advice.
And it was more funny for me. Mainly because, yeah, I work with a bunch of guys that are around my age, but for Michael, I kind of also see him as a father figure. It's someone that I can look up to. Michael was a great guy. He's someone that you can sit there and you can talk to anything about. It doesn't matter what situation that you're going through, but for him, I can open up to a little more. Yeah, I have a wonderful father as well, but there's times where I feel like there may be something that I'm kind of worried about not talking about. But with Michael, he's a friend of mine, he's a great friend, he's a father as well, so kind of opening up to him about some things feels a little bit more of a leeway versus having to talk to my father about some things. You know, sometimes when I talk to my father, I feel like that there might be a little more criticism versus maybe some help along the way about it, but you know, we're both kind of figuring that part out as we're growing older, which is really cool because, like I said, with the situation my brother is in, you know, my dad offered a little bit of advice and whatnot. So with Michael, dude, you're awesome, man. I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you, brother. And that means a lot to me hearing that because, you know, I had a day-to-day. When I got back here today, actually doing this, before I walked in this room today, I was, well, Grace knows. I went and crashed in her office for a few moments because Grace gets a little bit of it too. And I am like, good Lord, it's one of those weeks that is just trying every piece of me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so helpful to me. And you've been not only, you know, golfing and all the other things aside, you're just a damn good friend. And also, it's very difficult for men to find someone who is at their intellectual and emotional level. So you and I can talk about things, even though you're younger than I am, we still see these things at the same level. And that is really helpful. So I would make this suggestion. It's very difficult for me to even talk about these things to my own father, so I know what you're talking about here. I really do. But when you are seeking people to talk to, ensure they're at sort of your emotional level as well, that they are going to be able to listen without criticism or judgment. And, you know, sometimes a human being, especially men, just needs someone to let them get it off their chest, man. That's all you want to do sometimes. You and I have always been really good about that. No judgment, no nothing, no, you know, get through saying something a long time, and it's like all we're worried about is, wait a minute. The glass is empty. You know, let's have another beer.
And an order of time and fries.
There you go. Or whatever we're falling into that night.
Yeah.
I want you to understand out there that this is from two guys who have gone through, and we are at the opposite sort of scale of age range. It's a generational gap. We've both experienced things through different eyes and perceptions. But we're coming together to align with this one thing that is extremely important. And I hope that you really appreciate that. I know most folks will. So I appreciate you more than you know. And, you know, I hope that all these things, especially with the grill, comes true. Because I hope it does open up that more time with your dad. More time to express, more time to talk and share We don't have these times forever. I don't want to get, too, sad sounding here. But this is a realistic discussion of life as we're experiencing. And we also have two different jobs.
Correct, yeah.
Mine is extremely mental. Yours is extremely physical.
Oh, 100%.
And we both suffer the same ways. So we're being warned by Grace that we're coming up on a little bit of, we don't want to keep y'all too long, but Grace is good at keeping us abreast of the time.
Grace has got a heart out here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's got minutes. A boogie. She's got a boogie. She wants to get on the road. So.
Yeah, she's got a 3-minute drive to Kingdom Come.
Yeah. So, oh, Lord, 40.
Where are you going?
Lincolnton. Oh, yeah, they've
going to Disney World or what?
Disney World. They've got in a fine, they've just, listen, she and Bradley have just put in a really nice place. She'll have to show you pictures of it sometime.
And, you want to go ahead and say it?
What?
You getting married?
Yes.
Yeah, our producer's getting married, guys.
April, is it?
She's a lucky girl.
Well, poor Bradley.
Whatever.
I said the other day, I said, just tell him I'm sorry. And, I feel like picking him up a sympathy card. I mean, poor Bradley.
Yeah, well.
Does Bradley know what he's getting into, Grace?
Yes, he does.
A very quiet gal that likes to sleep during production.
Oh, you would be surprised. Get her fired up.
She was the best one. My sister's the same way. She's very quiet. Likes to.
Your sister is the same way. Yes.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet as can be, but. Yep. You know there's a devil lurking underneath there if you make them mad, right?
That's right. Until you piss her off, I guess redheads are kind of the same way. Like, I get told when I get pissed off, I'm the Heatmeister. I go from, what's his name? Cornelius Yukon?
Yukon Cornelius. You look identical to now. And just so y'all know, Yukon Cornelius. And I could not get it in fast enough, but you are getting something else that has Yukon Cornelius on it, because you are the spitting image. So,
but we also, I've even told my sister, I was like, oh, well, sometimes you become Jack-Jack off of Incredibles 2, and you just turn into a ball of fire, and you just lose your shit.
Well, that's great.
But you know what? We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Grace has got a heart out here. If you're having some suicidal thoughts or anything going wrong, I just had to look up the cool number. It is 988-988. If you're having trouble with anything going on with your mind, or maybe the monsters are winning or the devils are winning, just make sure you reach out a call, talk to them, or even, I hate to say it, but call 911. Sometimes those guys can really help too, because most of those guys are former military, and they can always help out as well. Mikey, anything else?
No, I think you've done an outstanding job of wrapping us up, and I do appreciate it.
Yeah. This is our Christmas episode edition.
Yes.
Once again, if reach out to or go to our website at skullagain.com. We may or may not change it.
I believe we're going to take brothersinbalance.com. We're trying to make this a little bit more balanced for y'all, and Skull is going to be our golf arm. Just so you know, because coming in the new year, we're going to be spending some more time in that, but we're going to try to make this inclusive to as many men as possible.
Correct. Yeah, so go out there to our website. Check it out. There's a lot of cool things to buy, and maybe give someone something.
There you go.
It is Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And, a holiday of giving. If you choose,
yes.
Or even a holiday of just being there in their presence. But also, like I said again, if you're having trouble, check out the suicide hotline 988. But from here at Brothers in Balance, from Mike Frazier and I, Russell Sable, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I don't know the rest, but figure it out or check it out. I'm not really good with language, but good night, everybody.
I think you wrapped it up perfectly. Merry Christmas, everyone, and we'll see you on the flip side of
this. Cheers.
Cheers, brother.